You're listening to News Radio in Pittsburgh. This is KQV. Good morning. I'm PJ Maloney. AP correspondent Bill Fuller on the live line with us now from down in New Orleans covering the situation surrounding the oil spill. Bill, good morning. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Good morning, PJ. 3 months ago today.
Is that right? The anniversary. How do we celebrate?
Well, we celebrate that the oil cap is on. It's holding. No new oil going into the Gulf at the present time, and it appears that currently, for the moment, I say, the government and BP are on the same page to keep the cap on and not let any more oil go into the Gulf.
Well, what's the confidence level down there among folks that you talk to about how the job is going so far?
Well, they're just happy to see the oil not gushing in, and with no oil going into the Gulf means that the skimmers and the people who are out there retrieving the oil that's already there are not having to look forward to seeing any new oil.
Yeah. And life is proceeding not as normal, I guess, but give us some sense of how life is being affected now.
Well, you know, we really won't return to normalcy here until we see our oysters, our shrimp, and our fishermen all back at work, and we're able to enjoy the lifestyle that we once had, you know, 3 months ago.
How long would that take, do you suppose? Any speculation?
It's going to take years. You know, long time for this to return back to normal. You know, we had a story last week that they're finding dead oyster beds all over in the marshland. So, you know, it's something that's going to take years for the evolution of the return of oysters and the return of the marsh.
Yeah. Well, Bill, good luck to you and everybody else down there, and thanks again for talking with us. I appreciate it.
Take a good morning, PJ.
You do the same. Thanks. Bye. Bill Fuller on the live line, AP correspondent down in New Orleans.